The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. At this scene in the Gospel of Mark, following on from the Gospel we heard yesterday of the blind man coming to sight and how he did so in stages, we're meant to see the parallels here in this account of Jesus asking his disciples who he is. And we see in the crowds, John the Baptist, others Elijah. There's something good and true about those resemblances. And I think we lose that sense of Jesus being a John the Baptist or Elijah figure. But those are still, as was said yesterday, they're like trees walking around, right? They're shadows, so like trees walking around. And he asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" "You are the Christ, the Messiah, God's anointed." Right? Now, here, yes, Jesus is coming into view for them, right? He's coming into view. "You are the Christ, you are the King of the Jews, you are to lead us into freedom," and so on and so forth. But then what happens when Jesus brings it into starker relief, just what it means that he is the Christ? Now we see Peter, and always speaking for the other apostles, just off track. Because even the Christ for them is a category that allows Jesus to fit within their view of the world, and Jesus is trying to change their view of the world. So the question again comes to us is whether we are trying to fit Jesus in our lives. Like we're trying to use Jesus to make sense of our lives, or if Jesus is the primary point of reference, and then we're going to allow our lives to be reordered by Jesus and his mission, that they might make sense. I think we see St. Peter. Damien is one of these guys. This is a saint that we need, whose intercession we need today, for any number of reasons. But his life, this is what I'd say, is the saints, at least to some extent, their lives don't make sense. Okay, so like from that worldly view, and this is, again, that shift in our frame of reference. From a worldly view, their lives do not make sense. But they advance God's plan in their own Jesus first frame of reference. And we see that in the life of St. Peter Damian. And it's ours to follow him there. It's ours to make Jesus the very focus of our lives, the very focus of our hearts. And when we do, everything will make sense. Yeah, but that's allowing him to reorder our whole lives around him and his light-bearing mission. Now, Jesus wants so desperately for for everyone to encounter the love of God. How desperate did God want to make that a reality? Well, he became a human being. Right? And this is why we can call him, along with Saint Jose Maria, the divine madman. Right? Jesus is the divine madman. And I think it's time for us to start looking a little madder ourselves as we love with that same vigor and passion with which he loved the world.